WTUZ News presents Beyond the Meeting, Tusk Talks with Mary Alice.
Welcome back to another Tusk Talks episode here on WTUZ. And today's featured guest is Alex McCarthy, who's the director of the Tuscarawas County Emergency Management Agency. Thanks so much for being here today.
And hey, thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, and to start off, something that many people may not know about is actually what the EMA does for our county and what responsibilities does the agency have?
Yeah, so there are a lot of things we do. Thankfully, we don't see a whole lot of disasters around the community, but there's a lot of other planning, training, and administrative work that's involved in maintaining a successful emergency response program. So some things that we'll do is we'll write, update, and maintain our county's emergency operations plan. We've got around 20 different hazard-specific plans that we prepare for the different hazards that we might face here in the county. In addition, we also plan for different functions that we need to take part in after a disaster occurs. For instance, we might need to do damage assessments. We might need to put up a shelter, handle communications and alerts to the public. So all of these things are things we need to pre-plan for, as well as make sure that our community partners are aware of their own roles and responsibilities. In the event of a disaster, we're going to be the ones who coordinate resources for first responders. So when your firefighters arrive on an incident scene, they're going to make decisions on what has to be done in order to maintain the life safety and stabilize the incident and protect properties during an incident. Last but not least, we do a lot of trainings and exercises here in Tuscarawas County. So our emergency management agency will be the ones who coordinate to bring those trainings in, as well as prepare and carry out exercises for our community partners.
You know, a lot of the times I think when people think of the EMA is it's more for like weather emergencies or, as you mentioned, flooding emergencies. But you guys handle a broad spectrum of hazardous conditions, we'll say, right?
Yes. So we like to look at our hazards in terms of natural hazards, technological hazards, and human-caused hazards. We see a lot of floods in this county, even some droughts and winter storms. We have technological hazards as well. Per our county's hazard analysis, the most impactful hazard in Tuscarawas County would be a dam failure. Now, that's not to say that it's a probable threat. It's just if there was a dam failure with any of our major or minor dams, it could pose a threat to lives and property. So that's an example of one of our technological hazards, as well as, let's say there's a hazmat release. We get one of those about every quarter here. In addition, we unfortunately in this day and age need to worry about human caused, whether it be issues of terrorism, active aggressors, or so on and so forth. With any of our plans, we'll have an introduction section which gives an executive overview of what this plan's for, why we have it, and then we jump into the concept of operations. So, for instance, with our damage assessment plan, it's going to talk about how EMA has the responsibility of reaching out to our public works partners to see what the damages to roads are, what roads might be closed. Do we have other public infrastructure that's been hit? Our local jurisdictions are responsible for tracking costs associated with a disaster and making sure that we get a hold of those. And then different agencies who are impacted are responsible for assigning a public information officer to help make sure that the public is aware of what's going on. So what we try to do is capture the different roles that need to go on in each of the plans, as well as who's responsible for those in broad terms.
You guys are housed at the Tuscarawas County Sheriff's Office, so you obviously work closely with them. And I believe you also work closely with the Tuscarawas County Health Department as well, right?
Yes, so we pride ourselves in maintaining relationships with both of those entities. Being housed in the sheriff's office is a really great place. Obviously, in any disaster, the sheriff is very supportive of what we do. And it's also really nice to be just down the hall from our 911, from the county's 911 dispatch center. That way, when there is something going on, we can just walk down and talk with them to see what sort of calls are we getting from the public, where are areas of damage perhaps centered around. So that's just a really great place. As far as the health department goes, they have their own emergency preparedness coordinator who deals with the public health emergency-related plans.
Oh, okay.
So we work hand-in-hand with them since we have the same goals here of ensuring the protection of life safety here in the county. And they're all around just great, a great health department to work with.
Also under the EMA is the Tuscarawas County Local Emergency Planning Committee, or the LEPC. What is this, and what are some of the responsibilities that these guys do?
Yeah, so back in the 1980s, over in Bhopal, India, there was a significant chemical spill. And shortly thereafter, the federal government mandated that each county have what's called a Local Emergency Planning Committee. And the Local Emergency Planning Committee, or LEPC, kind of looks over the hazmat sort of planning here in the county. So the LEPC in this county will do things such as process and collect annual inventories from each of the companies who deal with hazardous materials in the county. We'll provide information about local chemical inventories and incidents to the public upon request. The LEPC will oversee and serve kind of as an advisory group to the Tuscarawas County hazmat team.
All right. Anything else that you would like to mention, Alex, that we either talked about or you just want to mention that the EMA does for our county?
One of the things I'd like to invite everybody to do is if you have a Facebook account, we do have a Facebook. So anytime that there is a disaster going on or anytime that we're expecting inclement weather, we'll try to post on there just to give people a heads up. In addition, one thing that I'm finding across Ohio is we see more and more just little disasters, whether they be floods or windstorm related things. If you can, I highly recommend looking into a homeowner's or renter's insurance policy, because that is going to be your first line of defense after a disaster. In addition, also consider flood insurance or a flood rider to your homeowner's insurance policy, even if you do not live in a floodplain.
That was Tuscarawas County EMA Director Alex McCarthy just discussing some of what his office does for the county and some of their many programs. Tune in every Wednesday after the noon headlines for more Tus Talks episodes, and audio can always be found at WTUZ.com under podcasts. For WTUZ, I'm Mary Alice.
This has been a presentation of WTUZ News. Tune in next Wednesday to find out more about the communities of Tuscarawas County.